All right, Warriors, Phoenix tonight after the Warriors got the Jazz last night. We'll talk Giants next segment with Carey Crowley. But Kurt Helin, who we started talking to during the pandemic, and now we're back in studio. And he, of course, is the lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. Talking NBA playoffs, baby. It gets going. So let's do it. Let's roll up our sleeves. Welcome, Kurt, on the UMA guest line. Kurt, welcome back to Murph and Mac. Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey. Here where we got the Warriors making a little bit of noise. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing good. So you guys have to put up with each other in the same room
we
again?
Do. How's that going? We do. That's looking at my handsome partner here. In the time I left him, though, he grew out his hair to Eddie Vedder length, and he's like a rock and roll star next to me here.
I'm sure the women are throwing themselves at him just like Eddie.
The girls like Eddie. The girls like Paulie. So there you go. Yeah. Now, Kurt, did you change your physical appearance during the pandemic at
That's
all?
A good question.
If you meant like added weight, and now I'm back in the gym trying to lose.
Me too. I know that's the problem. I'm doing the same thing.
Everybody's saying the same lament there. So good luck. Godspeed to you on that, Kurt. All right. So All right. Well, listen. I mean, you know, you wrote this piece. I'm holding my hands about the playoff picture, and you wrote what I thought was a fairly reasonable thing. You said the Jazz have a 2-game lead over the Suns, and he said picking up a couple of wins against the schedule of the Warriors, Trailblazers, Thunder, and Kings is very doable. Uh-oh, they lost to the Warriors last night, Kurt. They still could. They still get wins over the Trailblazers, Thunders, and King, but they didn't get one last night, Kurt.
No, and Portland's got something to play for, too, and they're playing pretty well right now. The last two are winnable. I still think it's tough for Phoenix to catch them, but Phoenix has the tiebreaker. They're only one back in the loss column now, so it's like that door is open. I think maybe you get an easier path if you're the one seed, maybe. I'm not sure it's a lot easier. If you assume that it's Lakers-Warriors is 7-8 in that first play-in, well, then you get one. If you're the two seed, you're getting a really good team that's, you know, coming along. If you're the eighth seed, there's a better chance that, hey, it's just one game and maybe Memphis slips through or something. So I guess it's an easier path, but I don't, you know, honestly, there's not going to be an easy round for anybody in the West.
I mean, Kurt, you're looking at a scenario where, you know, as you mentioned, let's go with Lakers Warriors 7-8. And you're looking at a scenario, both of those teams advance to the playoffs because whichever team loses that game could beat Memphis or San Antonio. Right. And then now Phoenix and Utah are looking at the Warriors and the Lakers.
That's a brutal way to start this thing. Like I said, there's not going to be an easy round in the West. Denver, you know, we thought, oh, Denver might fall off a little after Jamal Murray got hurt. No, they've still got the MVP. They're still playing incredibly well. There's not going to be an easy round anywhere. This isn't the East where you get to coast for a round until you have to play some serious games. And that said, I think this is really brutal. I think Utah, they're playoff tested and they can handle this. But man, if you're Phoenix and you're like, all right, we finally made the playoffs for the first time in forever. Oh, cool. Steph Curry and Draymond Green in the first round. that is just, you know, that is no consolation prize. And that's a team that a lot of people around the league, they just don't strike fear. I don't want to say they don't think they're good or anything because they absolutely are good and they've absolutely earned the spot. But there are holes in that team that are, you know, well, you know how it is when you get to the playoffs. You can puncture holes. You can go at weaknesses more accurately. And both of their guys in the backcourt are Chris Paul's a good defender, but both of them are a whole lot shorter than the guys the Warriors roll out.
Right, man, you're absolutely right. It's a terrifying scenario for Phoenix, and even if it's not the Warriors, it's the Lakers. And I wanted to ask you, I know we're just sort of guessing because it's, you know, between LeBron and his hairdresser and his trainer, but, you know, what's your anticipation of LeBron's availability this week and or the playoffs? What's the common wisdom on that?
Here's what I've heard. He will play either tonight or tomorrow night. And then because they've got back-to-backs. They go back-to-back tonight and tomorrow night. And the second game's the Rockets. And then they go two pretty soft back-to-backs on the road to end the season. New Orleans and I want to say Indiana. I'm not positive about that one. But they're not going to play him in back-to-back. So my guess is you'll see him in one of those two games. And we'll go, you know, he'll go from there. He'll be... they'll play them in two of those, and I'm curious if they play them. I'd play them against the Rockets, personally, because just, you know what, take the sure win.
Yeah.
You could argue that with LeBron, we can beat the Knicks and we'll beat the Rockets anyway, but you get him less minutes and you get the sure win because the Knicks are still good. I don't know. That would be my guess. Either way, he'll be there for the playoffs. Okay. He'll be in. The question is, how is he moving? I mean, is he? I saw the last game he played against Toronto, and he wasn't attacking the rim, wasn't going for boards, wouldn't go for. He just wasn't moving on defense like a guy with a healthy ankle. That's a top heavy roster, man.
Yeah.
they need LeBron and AD to be all world, or they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's like you said. So how they'll play them tonight? Interesting strategy. Knicks or Rockets, and it is Indian New Orleans on the weekend. But
yeah,
how will he be next week? Now people need to know this, and you write this too. But Portland has the tiebreaker over the Lakers, so they're two back. Yes. So Kurt, we're talking to Kurt Helin, NBCSports.com, of course, NBA writer. We're almost virtually certain that Portland's going to get the six. I mean, I know nothing's certain, yep, but it's strong, heavy odds the Lakers are in a play-in game.
Very much so. Dallas, in theory, could fall back to them too, but I don't think that they're going to lose out. I think that the Lakers, even there's a chance because of the soft schedule, and Portland actually has a pretty tough schedule the rest of the way, that it could happen. You could see Portland lose a couple and the Lakers win out their last three or four and make a little push. It's not out of the question, but like you said, it's still they can't just tie. They have to pass, and they don't control their own fate anymore. Portland controls their own fate, and they're playing well enough now. I think they'll hold on to that spot. And the other part of that is, you know, we're like, oh, they got this tough schedule down the stretch. Yeah, until, you know, you go up against a team where their fate is decided and they start to decide to rest everybody. You know, we'll see how hard some of these teams push the last couple of games.
Well, as you point out, Portland goes Utah, Phoenix, Denver. So they could hit some turbulence there. And then the Lakers, yep, as you point out, with Houston, Indy, New Orleans. So I guess it's not out of the – Lakers could pass them. They could. So this one's fun.
Hey, not likely, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm done making predictions on this season.
Totally. Talking to Kurt Helin, NBC Sports, NBA's lead columnist. And, Kurt, it's official. I think at least I think the 7-10 is a huge success. I got to think going forward, this is the way, as they say in The Mandalorian. This is the way. I'm thinking this has made the worst thing in American sports, the NBA regular season. It's made it kind of cool. That's my take. What's yours?
You just made Draymond Baby Yoda? Is that what just happened?
Wow. Yeah. Now, that's one cute Baby Yoda, though. That thing is cute. I will say that. Yeah.
Look, it's not going anywhere. I know that guys were complaining, you know, like LeBron and you had Doncic and Cuban when it looked like they might be in the game and Dallas might be in there. But I'm with you. I think it's done exactly what it was supposed to, which is made guys play hard and put drama at the end of the NBA season when there just hasn't been any. Then now getting 6 and 7 matters. The Lakers haven't been able to play their stars. Well, I mean, they've been playing Davis, and Davis looked really good the last two out of the last three games. But you're forced to push a little in a way that teams didn't before. I'm with you. A, I think it's good, and B, this weird year might be one of the exceptions, especially if the Lakers are healthy. Generally, I don't think it matters that much. The top who goes to the playoffs or the finals, it's always one of the top three seeds, right? Like it's almost occasionally a four. Somebody will slip through because they had injuries during the year, but you know, and there was Miami last year in the weird bubble situation. But in general, lower seeds don't win out in the NBA. So I don't think, I think it creates drama. It pushes teams, and we've had some big names this year. But in general, I don't think it moves the needle that much on how this is all going to end, which is good in the sense that the best teams are going to advance, and now we're getting some drama at the end of the season anyway.
All right. Well, it's been a crazy year since the bubble and everything, and now the 7-10. So, by the way, when would they make a decision on that, the 7-10? Would it be something over the summer, like NBA?
The owners vote in the off season, but somebody else reported this too, but I've heard that it's foregone. A, that it starts here, guys. The TV networks really like this idea. Yeah. So guess what stays?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, exactly. Just, unfortunately, they don't listen to terrestrial radio as much as they listen to TV.
Not as much as they should. Yeah.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Not the wisdom that comes out of KBR.
No, right.
Just real quick on the East on the way out. I mean, the Nets are not going to get that one seed. Does it even matter? Like, they'll just go anywhere and beat you once they have all their guys?
Actually, I think it matters a lot to Philly. I think it matters in this sense. Look, those teams will crush whoever they get in the first round. Then, if I'm Philly, I get to sit back and watch. I mean, we watched those games without Harden, but Milwaukee and Brooklyn played some doozies a couple weeks ago. Let them beat each other up for six or seven games, and then we'll roll Joel Embiid at them. Like, I think it gives Philly a slight advantage to have that. And all that said, Brooklyn's still the most talented team. If Harden comes back and is Harden, boy, that's a tough team to beat, man. They're just going to put up, even with an average defense, how many points are they putting up a night?
Yeah, I don't see, Philly's got pride and they got talent and everything and they'll have the home court, but like you said, man, when the big three, when the New Yorker cover comes at you, you're not going to beat them. So,
it's going to be tough, but Brooklyn doesn't have an answer for Philly. I think for Embiid at all. I mean, I love Nicholas Claxton, but he's a tad on the thin side for that job. So it'd be really interesting. I think it makes a more interesting series than people realize. At the end of the day, talent tends to win out in the NBA, guys, and Brooklyn's got a lot of it.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. After them just sitting out basically the whole regular season, they will be there in the end. So, all right, Kurt, fun chewing the fat on the NBA. Good stuff, and we'll continue to read you at NBC Sports. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah,
thanks,
Kurt Heelan, NBCSports.com as the – yeah. Lakers and Warriors as the 7 and 8 seed would be just the Phoenix and Utah. I'd be like, wait, what?
I'm telling you, LeBron is playing tonight. You guys have that.
Well, I don't know.
We don't know.
So if you're the Lakers and you have the Knicks tonight and Houston tomorrow,
well,
my instinct was the opposite of his because you're going to beat the Rockets even without LeBron.
Probably.
I'd say try to beat the Knicks with him.
Yep.
But he's saying, no, just go all in on getting that win against Houston and rest him for one more day. And you're going to have to limit his minutes against the Knicks anyway. There's arguments for both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what they do.
Right.
We'll see what your boy Frank Vogel does.
I still like the Dubs against the Lakers. I do. I like it.
Down in Staples where Steph doesn't shoot well?
I don't know about that.
I know. That's like Coach, do you have him, Hanby? That psycho from the Bay? Do you have him? Don't want to see him.
They're already sweating it out. They're already thinking about us, sweating.
Teeth care, importante.
You know what I mean?
You know?
In the whip, just got my teeth clean, you know? Self-care. Importante.
Self-care.
Did he say in the whip? Is that what he says?
Yeah, in the whip.
Is that what you youngsters call your cars? All right.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
You youngsters.
You know what I mean? We need the man to come through. Like, bro, we in trouble right now, and don't none of us want to see that psycho in the Bay.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that psycho in the Bay in a play-in game. I'm telling you, that man might go for 80 points on us.
That's great. The KC of L.A. Fantastic. All right. Carrie Crowley, Turtlenecks, Tan Lines, and Great Highways. Next on KMBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports League.
In the whip, just got my teeth clean, you know. Self-care, importante.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.